Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor.
I'm Savannah.
Welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Hello. It's just, you know, it's another episode.
It sure is. Actually, it's episode 120, which is bonkers to say out loud. Really, anything after 100 is still going to be crazy for me forever. But
Yeah, it's definitely like a little milestone, though.
Yeah.
120.
Somehow. Yeah. I feel like 125 is actually the milestone.
Maybe. Or like just 150. But
yeah. Or maybe just 200. You know. Everybody's like, okay, guys, you don't have to say this every single time. But actually, we do. Because if you don't know and didn't listen from episode one, our goal amount of episodes when we started this podcast was 10.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have 120.
Yeah.
Ongoing. So, there we go. Also, if you haven't been listening, since the beginning of the podcast, I've been keeping this podcast book where basically I write a little summary of both mine and Savannah's stories every week. And I really don't even know why I did that. I think I just got like a new journal when we started the podcast and I was like, I want to write in it. You know how it'd be when you get a new journal.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to mention it last week. But last week was the first episode that I had to write in our new journal. And so I thought I would describe to you what the journal looks like, just in case you're curious. Because the other one was just a cute, like, gold journal with, like, birds on it.
Yeah.
Which was, just as I said, a fun journal. But this one I knew was going to be the podcast journal. So I got a journal with a Ouija board on it.
Ooh, oh my gosh.
I'm like, borderline, could I use it as a Ouija board?
Wait, I have something... You just reminded me of something. This is like, does not have anything to do with it really, but so, okay. First of all, you should post a picture of those on Instagram,
on our story. Yeah, I definitely will.
But you just reminded me that, so my dad brought me a new mattress the other day.
Oh, nice. I don't know how I reminded you of that, but.
It reminded me because it's called a ghost bed.
Oh, okay. That's fun. Is a ghost bed a good bed?
It is, actually.
We're not sponsored by ghost beds, but ghost beds, honestly, reach out.
Yeah,
because we'd be a perfect fit.
But, so the reason I got this mattress is, like, my dad works at this company that, like, he makes foam, right?
Yeah, I personally call him the foam man, if anybody needs to know.
Exactly. He's been saying for, like, over a year now that he was going to get me a new mattress, and he finally, you know, fulfilled that the other day. He brought me one.
Like, I love a new bed. How have you been sleeping on it? Is it soft or firm? The questions need to know.
It's a little bit firmer than the one I had before because the one I had before was like, pretty old, you know? So it's been wore out, but this one is new, and it's just...
Honestly, I like a firmer bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
So... Love that. So, yeah, I just had to mention the ghost bed, though, because I was just like, I saw that, and I was like, oh, my God, I need to tell somebody.
He just knew that bed was perfect for you.
I know, right?
I never heard of a ghost bed before, but now I'm going to have to look into it, because
I
like the name. Is there a little ghost guy on there?
There is a little ghost.
Hmm.
And they make it, I guess my dad's work, like, they're the suppliers.
That's really cool. I get a bed made from your dad, that's really funny.
Yeah, basically.
So if you guys want a bed made by Savannah's dad.
Yeah, right.
No, that's funny. That's really funny. But, yeah. Well, go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please. But I don't really have any other intro topics. Do you?
Okay. No. So we can jump into it. So... This week, I found this thing that I didn't really know anything about before, which, you know, is common, but this week, it's something called the Shugborough Inscription.
Interesting. Never heard of that before.
Yeah. So, we're in England, right? Staffordshire, England.
What a name.
Yeah, honestly. And there is this monument there, like, at this really famous, really prestigious home, you know, one of the really rich, fancy ones. It's at the Shepherd's, it's called the Shepherd's Monument, and it was carved in the 18th century, so it's super old. Oh, wow. It's at Shugborough Hall. So that's why it's called the Shugborough Inscription. Mm-hmm. And the inscription that I'm talking about is this sequence of letters that nobody has been able to decipher, like, what it means.
Tell me why there's always, like, this inscription or code or something when I hear, like, nobody's ever been able to solve it. I'm like, I can solve it.
Right, honestly. I'm like, guys, like, it's probably something so simple.
Can't be that hard, guys.
Yeah. So the letters are as follows. It's not long. It's O-U-O-S-V-A-V-V.
Interesting.
And then on either side of these letters is a D and a M. And they're, like, lower than the main letters.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
So if you can picture that.
Yes.
I'll actually show you a picture. I'm going to send you a picture in a minute. But
okay, cool.
So these letters are right underneath a carving of, like, a, you know, it's like a picture there. And it is sort of like it's a mirror image of a painting called The Shepherds of Arcadia by Nicholas Poussin. And it has, like, never really been explained and has been called one of the world's top uncracked cipher texts.
That's so weird. So,
yeah. So the monument itself, it was commissioned by Thomas Anson, and it was built between 1748 and 1756.
Wow. Throwback. So
pretty old. Yep. The outer monument is, like, on Wikipedia, it said it was a portico. And I was like, I don't know what a portico is.
Nope, me neither.
So I looked that up. It's, like, a structure consisting of a roof supported by columns. So, you know, you can picture that. And it's typically attached to a porch, as a porch to a building. So it's just, you know, like a roof with columns, basically. Yeah. So that's what the carving is like. And then the carving in the middle is, like, four people with, like, there's, like, trees or something and, like, a building or a sculpture in the middle of them. So I'll send that to you right now because I'm just not good at explaining things.
Yeah, I was trying to picture it in my head and I'm like, okay, I was there for a minute and then I was lost.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm just going to have to send it to her. So anybody else who's listening right now, you can go. We will have these posted on Instagram. So go ahead and go look at that. Definitely. So you can picture what I'm saying because I am just not...
This is actually, no, actually, I think you described it pretty well. Okay. It's way fancier than I thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like hard to, it's very kind of hard to describe things sometimes.
But. Stone, first of all.
Thick. Yeah. Yeah. It's way thicker than I thought. I kept saying it was carving. Yeah. But I guess I didn't say it was carved into stone.
No, because I was honestly thinking wood.
Oh, okay. I didn't really even think about that.
I don't really know why. Also, the fact that it almost says salve, it kind of makes me think that it's maybe a message to you.
See, I saw that too. Like, us being dyslexic a little bit.
literally. Because it's, basically, if you are looking at it, it reads, oh, savant.
Yes, it does.
So, that's crazy. It kind of looks like Roman numerals, but also not.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Interesting.
I don't know. So, okay, before I sort of, like, start getting into a little bit, like, do you have any theories?
My theory is that, is somebody buried underneath here? That's maybe my theory.
Not that I know of. Nothing that I read said that anybody was buried under it. It's just, like, on a property, on, like, a home property.
It's honestly kind of giving that this could be, like, somebody's grave. It kind of looks like a really big tombstone. Or, like, a mausoleum, kind of.
Or, like, a monument or something to them.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to go with. That's my guess before hearing anything else.
Okay. I still don't really know what it could be, but we'll There's a few theories out there. Nice. So the inscription. Some of the okay, let's just go through the theories. So there is some theories that go back to like Latin. Mm-hmm. Like that the words are like initials or like an acronym in Latin.
Oh.
So the eight letters, somebody has said that the eight letters could be a coded dedication by George Anson, the guy who like commissioned it, mm-hmm. To his deceased wife.
Oh.
So that it could like mean something, you know, to yeah. his wife. And in 1951, this guy, Oliver Stoner, he speculated that the letters could have, could be the acronym for this Latin phrase that I'm going to try to say. I actually took Latin in high school, but I only did it for 1 year, so true. We'll see how good I am.
Also, like, in Latin, did you speak it? Because it's, like, unspoken.
See,
I know what yeah, it used to be, but, like, when you were in the class, did you talk?
Yeah, we did.
Interesting. Because I took yep. Spanish as my language, so I always wondered if y'all talked in Latin.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, and actually, we actually had Latin names.
Oh. So
my name, since V's are pronounced as W's.
Soana.
I was Soana.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
So.
I like that. My Spanish name was just Taylor. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's so, fun.
Yeah, there you go. Basic.
Yep, there.
So. Okay, now this is going to be hard for me to say, but I'm going to try it. So, he thought that the phrase was Optimi Uxorius Optimi Sororius Vetus Amantismus Vivot Vertubius. So, all that which translates to best of wives, best of sisters, most devoted widower, dedicates this to your virtues.
Oh. Wow. Okay. That's a lot that translates to for such few words. It also, I just have to say, it sounded like you were putting a spell on us when you were reading that out loud.
Just anything in Latin sounds like yeah, a spell.
It does. It does. It definitely sounds like a spell. That also, like, the first part of that, like, the best of wives or whatever you said, is in Hamilton.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
That has no relevance to the story. I just had to throw it out there because I'm right. a real big Hamilton fan.
Right, okay.
So that's makes me curious because I'm like, did Hamilton steal that phrase?
Maybe, I don't know.
Interesting.
So... this theory, like, I kind of like this theory that it was just, like, an honor to his wife, but something that, like, throws a wrench in it is that the grammar is actually incorrect in Latin.
Oh, interesting.
So, I mean, it still could be that.
Yeah,
and
true.
They just, like, did it wrong, but, you know.
That's true. I mean, they did carve it, so, you know, it's not like you can erase that.
True. Or they just, like, didn't realize that it was...
true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It has also been interpreted by Steve Regenball as a new Latin translation of the phrase vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. All is vanity.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Could mean that too. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And there are some other theories, like, not having to do with, like, the Latin stuff. So, somebody, this guy named Dave Ramson, he thinks that it could be a funerary altar, which kind of goes to your, like, it's a headstone or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that it's dedicated to a woman figure known as the Shepherdess.
Ooh.
So, I don't know. And he says that the letters could be a cipher that encrypts the name Magdalene. like Mary Magdalene.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't really know. See, I don't really understand ciphers. Like, do you?
I was just going to say, like, what would be the point of making it a cipher? Like, is anybody seeing this? You know? Like.
I mean,
people are seeing it, but, like, not a lot of people. You know? Like, I think of, like, one of the most famous ciphers is from the Zodiac Killer. Who was, like, a murderer, like, a serial killer.
Yes, yes.
And he would leave these ciphers, like, notes, and he'd be like, you can't catch me, like, in them. And people did eventually figure them out, but, like, there was a reasoning behind him doing a cipher. You know, he was trying to confuse people and stuff and get them off his trail. But why would this need to be a cipher? Unless they're trying to hide something, like treasure.
Maybe. I mean, honestly, you might be onto something, because the next theory is that it's a cipher for a treasure.
I mean, that's really the only reason you would need a cipher, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, this is separate from the theory from Dave Ramson.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, George Edmonds, see, there's a lot of people involved because everybody's coming up with theories, right?
Yeah.
But George Edmonds, he proposed that it was a cipher encoding the latitude and longitude of an island where Admiral George Anson, which was Thomas Anson's brother, he buried Spanish treasure.
Okay.
So I looked into George Anson and his treasure and stuff. And he did actually have, like, he had a squadron of 8 ships that went to, like, attack Spanish colonies in South America.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And people also called him, like, they called him an admiral, but also, like, a pirate. Like, I don't know what was going on with this guy. Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody who was, like, doing this stuff was a pirate back then.
Definitely. You know? Most definitely.
So, in 1743, him and his, like, team, his crew, they struck gold, and he got a treasure of 13,843. So, like, a lot. Over a million Spanish dollars.
Wow. And when was that? Like, in the 1700s?
Yeah, 1743.
Wow. So that would be, like, a lot of money now.
Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty rich.
That's crazy.
Wow. So, you know, does the cipher lead to his treasure? I don't really know, because, like, I didn't see anything saying that he hid his treasure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he had a treasure, but, like, did he just, like, keep it? And he's like, I'm just going to spend it.
Yeah,
you know
spend
what I mean?
It.
Like,
yeah.
So, I don't know.
That's interesting. If that is the coordinates, I just don't see how that those few, like, letters on that thing could mean a coordinate.
Yeah, like, how many numbers do you need to have coordinates,
though? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a lot of, like, first of all, coordinates are a lot of numbers, but that's not enough numbers inscribed on there to be a coordinate. But I just don't see how the letters could mean that. But I mean, not my cipher, you know, I don't know.
I mean, I guess it could, like, the placement in the alphabet or something.
Well, that's true,
but that seems really simple. I don't know.
Yeah, that seems like that can't be the answer. They surely would have found that out by now.
Yeah.
Imagine we solved this cipher.
I mean, maybe we could. I don't know.
Maybe we should try.
So, okay. So, there's some more theories to go. So, I already talked about, like, it could be an acronym in Latin, but some people think that it could be an acronym in English.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we for sure that it was Latin, even to begin with?
Yeah, no, we weren't.
I think what we need to start with the cipher is to find out which language they're speaking in.
Yeah, I mean, it was in England, so.
Well.
So, probably English.
Probably English.
So, Margaret, the Countess of Lichfield, she suggested that the monument was built by Admiral Anson, as a memorial to his wife. So a lot of people are thinking that it's, you know, something dedicated to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Which honestly might be the most, you know, the one theory. That I kind of believe in yeah. most. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, like, all these other ones seem kind of, like, out there. But I don't know. We'll just keep going. So, the inscription could refer to a poem that related a story of a shepherdess, Alicia, who lived on a hill in Rome and was... She was, like, a missionary or something. Mm-hmm. Like, converting pagans to Christianity. So, that's what Margaret, this countess, she thought... that she was like, yeah, it definitely has to do with this story. So she thought that it stood for out your own sweet veil, Alicia, vanishes vanity, twixt deity and man thou shepherdest the way. So like the first sentence, I guess, would be the...
What kind of word is twixt?
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess she has two sentences here, but I think only the first one has the letters
okay.
involved. So it's yeah. like, out your own sweet veil, Alicia vanishes vanity.
Mm-hmm. That just seems a little too simple. I mean, maybe she's right.
yeah.
But, like, what does that mean?
you know? Well, it has to do with the poem.
Well, yeah, no, I know what it means, it's but, like...
part of the poem, yeah.
I just feel like she's maybe reaching a little bit there.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe she's not. I don't know.
There is another, you know, theory from this guy, A.J. Morton. And they observed some of the letters match the names of residents in Shugborough in the early 19th century.
Oh.
So he thinks that it could mean, Orgreave united with Overlee and Shugborough, Viscount Anson, Venables Vernon. So it's like a bunch of names together.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Possible.
I guess that could be it too, but...
That's definitely possible too.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, and then this next theory is kind of fun.
Oh.
So some people think that it could be a clue to where the Holy Grail is.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So this one is like, I wish I could find more on it, honestly. But, you know, the Holy Grail is, you know, this thing that, I think we talked about it before a little bit, that the Knights Templar apparently has it. Like, people think that.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, like, the Knights Templar, they were the ones who built this monument, which is like... I don't know if that's true.
I was going to say, do we know if that's true?
but apparently, I'm not sure if it's true or not either, but the Anson family, so the family that built this, were apparently in the Priory of Sion, which is a secret society that was, like, the successor to the Knights Templar.
Mm-hmm.
So, they basically were in the Knights Templar.
Yeah.
And
well,
so if that's true, I guess this could be true. I don't know.
If they were really in the Knights Templar, I would be way more down to believe that it is actually a cipher.
Yeah, but it's like a secret society, so like how are you gonna know?
Yeah, we're not gonna know.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So legend has it though that they were the, you know, the Knights Templar and the Priory of Sion, they were the guardians of relics from the Holy Land, like the Holy Grail. And because of these connections, you know, the inscription was thought to have a clue of where the Holy Grail is. But nobody ever really decoded it to, like, figure out what it could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of where that ends. It's like, no. Oh, like, it could lead to the Holy Grail. But it's like... Okay, well, can somebody figure out, like, how?
Right. They gave me so much... You gave me so much build-up on that, and I was so excited.
I know.
I mean, maybe we just need to figure it out.
Yeah, honestly, true. So, I have, like, one last sort of thing here. That's kind of more recent, from 2014. And it's kind of cool, because, like, it's a teacher, actually, thinks that he cracked the code.
That's me.
So, yeah, it's this teacher, Keith Massey, and he says that the letters, he was actually a public school teacher, and he taught Latin. Ooh. Or he probably still does, but he teaches Latin. And he says that the letters stand for something in Latin. Mm-hmm. Oro ut omnes sequentur quam ad verum vitam, which is, I pray that all may follow the way to true life.
Mm. Hmm.
So, I mean, honestly, that one seems like the most, I don't know, that one seems like a good one in Latin.
That one seems,
if it's going to be in Latin.
Very believable. That, like, somebody would just write that quote on there.
Yeah, because that's, like, a good saying. Like, I pray that all may follow the way to true life. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I can see that being true.
Mm-hmm. And he says that the letters are likely the Roman abbreviation for dismanibus. So, like, okay, I said the D and the M were on either side, right?
Yeah.
We kind of left those because a lot of people don't include them in their theories.
Mm-hmm.
But he did. So he thinks they stand for this. It means, like, for the manes, which means, like, for the spirits.
Oh, interesting.
And these initials were often found on early Christian tomb inscriptions.
Hmm.
It's basically, like, a tomb memorial in Latin.
That's cool.
So that really, like, shows me a lot. And it means, like, it could actually just be a memorial.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of people are saying.
Hmm. Wow, shout out to this high school teacher.
Right, I know.
I feel like he's putting in more work than anybody else.
Yeah, true. So, honestly, after going through all of that, there's still not really a definitive answer, and I feel like there's never really going to be. Because, like, it could stand for a bunch of things. Like, we don't know.
Yeah, literally anything.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, what? So, now that I went through all of it, like, what do you think?
Honestly, I believe it's probably, like, a little thing for his wife. Still. Like,
I think so, too. And do you think it's in Latin?
Yeah, I do think it's in Latin.
Yeah, see, like, the D and the M being a famous or, like, a popular thing in Latin, like, that makes me think it is, too.
Yeah, because even in the picture, I was like, that's very specific to have those DMs there. And I was like, I mean, it could, to me, in my brain, I see, like, what I would put as, like, TM, like, trademark.
Oh, like, yeah.
For fun. But, like, obviously they wouldn't do that for fun back then in the 1700s. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah. I kind of think it's a memorial to his wife.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of on that train, too, so.
Yeah. But I wish it was, like, I mean, I hope it's a cipher that leads to the Holy Grail.
I know, like, maybe the D and the M is just, like, throwing you off.
Right, or maybe it literally, like, stands for something else.
Yeah.
Like, nobody else mentioned that, what else it could possibly be. Because also, we didn't even think about the fact of, if it's not, like, the whatever you said for, like, the gravestones, the DM, it could literally be any other DM words, you know what I'm saying? In Latin or any other language. So, the possibilities are endless there. But I wish we could figure it out. I wish they would come back and tell us, as ghosts, what it meant.
Honestly, yeah.
Or, like, I wish they just would have written it down.
Let's use your Ouija board notebook.
True. So, guys, why did we write this cipher? I think we're going to need to go to England to ask them that question, probably.
Mm-hmm. Just for that.
Yeah, just that's it, though. Nothing else. That's wild. So, you think it's a memorial, too, for his wife?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Well, that was a wild story. I don't like when we don't have answers. And we already know this fact about me, but it really bothers me. Because now I'm just going to be thinking about this. Like, what could it be? And could I solve it? Could it be none of the answers that you said? That's definitely also a possibility that we didn't talk about.
I know. And there's a lot of other theories out there. Like, I just took some common ones and ones people, you know, stand behind and stuff, and that we're online, but
yeah,
But yeah, like a lot of people have looked at this and tried to figure it out. So
you know what? You just gave me an idea, but I feel like I shouldn't say it on here because then my idea can't come true. But I'm going to. What if this man was like a prankster, and he was like, "Let me leave behind a fake thing that everybody's gonna question and wonder what I meant by it." Like, that's what I'm gonna do.
They just put random letters.
Yeah, imagine that. They put random letters on there. I'm gonna do that. In the future, on my tombstone, it's gonna have a cipher, but it's gonna mean something. So, mm-hmm. you guys are gonna have to figure it out. That's funny.
See, honestly, though, like, we have this recording to know that it might just not mean anything. So, I guess we'll see.
See, that's why I didn't want to say it. Because what if that's what he did? You know, like, what if he was like, I could really mess with some people.
Here. Yeah, I mean,
like, I don't think so. Because honestly, back in the 1700s, like, that's some severe carving. I know you guys can't see it. Go look at our Instagram to see it. It's very nice. It's not just like quickly carved in there. It's very bougie looking, very pretty looking. So I don't really think that they would waste the money or resources like on that if it didn't actually mean something, you know. But that's definitely something I would do. In today's day. So who knows? Who knows? Well, I guess moving along to my story, we're really going to switch gears here. I have for you the legend of the Midnight Man game.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Scary.
This is already giving Slender Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, this is a little scarier than Slender Man. Well, I don't know. Similar to Slender Man because it is actually an internet legend, which we have covered some before. And it's also an internet game, kind of similar to the elevator game that you covered in the past.
Oh, right, right, right.
It's similar to that, like where you have a bunch of rules and stuff to play this little spooky game. So, yeah, you covered a little scary game. So I was like, I'm going to cover my own scary game. So, yeah, the Midnight Man. Or the Midnight Man game. I've actually known about this for a while, this game. I first heard of it on... So, Sam Golbach, or Golbach and Colby... I forgot his last name. But Sam and Colby are YouTubers. I know you know Savannah, but if you're out there, I don't know. Sam and Colby are YouTubers. And they are, like, known for doing their, like, spooky... scary videos, and so they actually played the Midnight Man game back in 2017. So that was the first time I heard of this story. But okay, we'll get back to their experience later.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever really, like, I might have heard this name, but I don't really know what you're supposed to do to play it. So.
Did you ever watch Sam and Colby?
Not really. Like, I think my sister did, but so I heard of it, you know, but I just... I didn't really watch their videos.
Oh, that's crazy. I think that you could probably get a lot of inspiration off watching their videos. They do a lot of scary things.
Really?
Yes, they do. Yeah. So, let's see here. So, the legend of the Midnight Man game is pretty interesting. So, we don't actually know the full origin story. But people assume that it comes from either one or two places. One being an online creepypasta. Which just means online scary story. And so people either go that route and be like, it's all fake and it's all made up from this online scary story, or, that it is actually an old pagan ritual, for those who dared to disobey the gods. That's what it was originally. And then it got turned into this game. So, you know, one pretty lighthearted, one very serious, I would say. So, yeah, regardless of the origin story, you know, this game has become really popular, especially with thrill seekers, who are down to try and win this game. I'll say this game is not very easy, and we'll see if you'll play after I tell you the rules. But it's supposed to be, like, one of the easier games that you can play. Games, I'm putting in air quotes, because... when I say game in this, I mean like a scary game. Potentially messing with actual ghosts or demons or whatever you want to call this underworld situation we got going on
the
here.
The underworld.
whatever. The world that we cannot see. I'll just say that. Basically, the purpose of this game is that you are going to play similar, at least, hide and seek with the Midnight Man, who is a demon.
Okay.
So that sounds appealing to you. You know, you can play the Midnight Man game. You know, and if you win, you win super big bragging rights of winning and beating the Midnight Man. And if you lose, you know, you could really lose. So we'll get in.
Okay. What do you win then? Nothing?
Nothing really, no. Some people believe if you write down a wish before you do all this, and then win, that it'll come true. But that I didn't see any story where people's wish came true. I mean, that doesn't mean it hasn't happened, but I just didn't see any. So, yeah. So getting into more of the rules of the game, you can play this game both by yourself or with a group of people. So, you know, that's fun. Some of the ones that Sam and Colby do are just Sam. Well, he will do it all by himself. And that is so scary because regardless, even if you believe in ghosts or believe in the Midnight Man at all, if you're doing this stuff that I'm about to tell you during the hours of the night, especially if you're by yourself, I promise you, you're going to convince yourself that you're seeing stuff, you know?
Like, oh, God.
It would be scary regardless.
I already get scared, at night by myself.
Yeah, doing anything at night is just scary in general. So, doing all of this, especially by yourself, I can't imagine. But, luckily for us in this case, you can play with a group of people. So, you have to follow the rules step by step very carefully. So, it's very important. The things that you will need if you want to play the Midnight Man game is a candle. Some way to light the candle, so either a lighter or a match or whatever. Paper, pencil, salt, and most specifically, a closet with a wooden door. Very specific. It also says pretty much everywhere that I looked that you cannot, under any circumstance, use a flashlight instead of a candle.
Oh.
So, yeah. Make that be known if you're going to play this game. So step one is to write down your full name on a piece of paper. So first, middle, last on the paper. And then you need to put a drop of your blood on the same paper.
Oh, God. This really is like a ritual, isn't it?
See, that's why I'm like, as much as I think that it probably is a creepypasta, the blood part is really where I'm like, maybe it's a ritual.
Well, they probably made it like that to make it extra creepy.
That's true. So you're supposed to let the blood soak into the paper. I'm not saying cover the paper. I'm just meaning it's not sitting on top of the paper, you know, let the blood dry.
Right.
On the paper. Gross. Anyway, the second step after you do the name and the blood on the paper, you need to go around your house and turn off every single light in your house. And when I say all of your lights, I mean every single one. Has to be off or it's not going to work.
I don't think I could ever play this game.
No, I don't think I could either. Of that. I would be very... No. I would be very scared. I wouldn't even want to do step one. I don't even know if I believe in this game, but I would not want to put my name and blood on a piece of paper. Just in case. Because if it is real and this demon is real and I'm offering him my name and my blood, he's really going to get me. You know? Possibly.
Yeah.
Still moving on with step two. So, you are, So, you turn out all the lights and you wrote your name on the paper or whatever. So, then you have to put your piece of paper that we have our name on in front of this wooden closet door that I was talking about. Okay? So, you're going to put... you're going to light the candle, set the candle on top of the piece of paper in front of the wooden closet door. Okay, now that was a lot all in one, but basically you're going to get inside the closet and then light, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically your starting point, you're basically counting. It's hide and seek with a demon and this is where you're counting pretty much, you know, while the demon goes and hides. So, fun. So, yeah. Step three. You're going to wait in the closet with the candle lit on the piece of paper until exactly, and I mean exactly on the dot, midnight. And that actually does matter. You have to knock on the wooden door exactly 22 times at midnight. So, like, the second it's, like, becomes midnight, you need to start knocking. And it has to be a perfect 22 times for this to work. And the second that you're done with the knocking, you've hit your 22nd knock, you are to open the closet door, blow out the candle, and then close the closet door back shut. And the closing of the door for the last time, like closing it shut, is supposed to be this final action, meaning that you've fully invited the Midnight Man into your house. So if you're playing the game, once you've closed your closet door and blown out the candle, the Midnight Man is said to be in your house. And now the fun can begin.
Oh my God.
It's creepy. So it's probably now, I'm having to assume, like 12:03 a.m. Okay, after you've done these few steps. So it's 12:03, and now you need to roam your house while carrying the relit candle. So you have to light the candle again, pick it up, and you're carrying it with you for the rest of the game. And now you have to roam your house until 3:33 a.m.
Oh, God. That's so long.
That is 3 hours. Over 3 hours. Yeah, it's very long. And basically, you can't stop roaming the house because the Midnight Man's chasing you in the dark. So you are, yeah, like I said, running, basically playing hide and seek with the Midnight Man for 3 hours. And it's apparently something that can happen is your candle could go out during the game. And that is supposed to mean that he is getting close to you. So, like, he's getting hot, you know, like he's getting close to finding your hiding spot. So if your candle does go out during the game, you have to relight it within 10 seconds. Or the Midnight Man will get you. And so, for some reason, if you can't get the candle relit within the 10 seconds that you have, that's when you need to bring out the salt that I mentioned that you were going to need. So, if you can't get the candle relit in 10 seconds, you have to create a circle of salt around you. And that is supposed to provide you protection. And you have to sit in that circle of salt until 3:33 a.m. for the rest of the game.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Because if you step out of the circle, then you're not protected and he can get you. So,
yeah.
You know, not good. That's like, you're safe.
This game lasts scary. So freaking long.
So freaking long. Like, my house is not big enough to roam for 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. So, let's see here. So, to win the midnight game, you must still be alive at 3:33 a.m. And you have to also avoid provoking the Midnight Man too much. So, he can't also be very mad at you. So, as soon as 3:34 a.m. hits, the Midnight Man will leave your house and you alone. Unless you provoked him too much. So, yeah. So, you know, that's pretty much the game, very basically said. Some websites and things say that you can feel a presence of the Midnight Man actually in your house, like when you're playing the game. Others say that you can notice a drop in temperature, soft whispering, or even see a black figure standing in the darkness, which would be the Midnight Man, which is very scary.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. So, I've been saying this whole time, you know, if you mess up or if you do this, the Midnight Man will get you. But, you know, what exactly does that mean, you may ask?
Right, yeah.
Well, legend says that he will create a hallucination of your worst personal dream, let you live in it for a little bit, and then while you're, like, seeing visually your worst nightmare play out in your head, he is ripping out your organs very slowly, one by one, and eating them.
What? Oh my god.
So like when I said like he's going to get you, like he's really going to get you, you know.
He's going to get you for dinner.
Get you for dinner. Yeah. And in that case, if that happens, you know, you're not able to get away after that. So it's over for you if you get that far. So as I mentioned in the beginning, I came across this game watching Sam and Colby's video, and it was actually the very first internet game they ever played on their channel, too. So it was like their introduction to all of this whole world of stuff, which is cool. And it eventually became a series on their channel where they would play it like a bunch of different times. And they actually play like other games too, other haunted games. Like they've played the elevator game, like you talked about too. So yeah. But anyway, as I said, they end up playing it multiple times over the course of a few years that they're all living together, this group of friends. And, you know, in the videos, they're saying that they can see a shadow at some point. You couldn't see it, like, as a viewer, but they said that they could see it. You know, I don't know if that's true. Are they just juicing it up for the YouTube video? Possibly. But one thing that they said was that their house, after they started playing this game, their house, they needed to get it, like, cleansed often because it was a very dark energy after. And they were like, we don't know if it's, like, us playing all of these scary games, because after that video, like, they posted it or whatever, their channel kind of blew up. It kind of took off.
Yeah. So, like, they had to keep doing it.
Yeah, so they had to keep doing it. But like, the first video is, like, very real, I would say. At least from my perspective. Realer than the rest of them, like, the third, fourth, fifth episode of it or whatever. So, you know, if I was to recommend you an episode, I would recommend the first one that they ever played. So.
Okay. So, like, the other ones, they might just be playing it up.
Yeah, I think that they are, honestly, in the other ones. But, like, they were very scared playing this game, and I would be scared playing this game, too, even if I didn't even believe it, you know? Like, just walking around my house in the dark is so scary.
Yes, for no reason. For it is, because it's like, you don't know what's there. You can't see.
Exactly, and you're also not really winning that much. Possibly a wish, but, like, we can't confirm, nor deny, but cannot confirm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is highly recommended that you do not try to play this game. People are like, please don't try to do this. And some of them are people saying that, like, this actually is, like, a pagan ritual and that you don't need to be playing around with it because it is serious. And some of them are like, you don't need to be playing it because it just, there's no need to be playing it, which I see both sides, of course. And fun fact also, this internet legend was turned into a movie back in 2013. And it was called The Midnight Man, and I did not watch it, but we probably should. So, we need to add that to the list.
Maybe.
Possibly. I didn't even look up the... I mean, it's about the game, but, like, I didn't look up the Rotten Tomato score or anything. Like, if it's good. I've never heard of it, so it can't be too good.
Yeah, honestly.
So, yeah. Knowing all that you know now, would you play The Midnight Game, Savannah?
No, I never wanted to play this game. I'm not playing it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would play it probably if I didn't have to roam my house for 3.5 hours. Like, if it was a good, like, 20 minutes, maybe.
20 minutes. Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I feel like you wouldn't get scared in 20 minutes, though.
Maybe that's what it is, you know? 3 hours, like, is enough time to also probably go crazy. Like, because everything has to be off. Like, there can't be, like, music playing. There's not a TV on in the background. You know, that's light. So.
Okay, how are they filming this, then?
It was a really dark video. They do have candles. Remember, they each have candles. So, like, they're a little bit lit.
But the light from the camera?
They, like, turned the screen off. And they didn't have, like, the flash on. Yeah. As I said, it's a very dark video. You can really hardly see. Or it's just, like, on their face and, like, the candle, in the candlelight.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and I think, too, it would work better in a bigger house. They did, in fact, live in a mansion. So, you know, that might make it a little easier to play this game. I can't imagine us all, because also in the game, like, as I said, it's hide and seek. So some people are experiencing, like, their candle being blown out. Like, it can happen multiple times. Like, I think in one of the videos, like, one of their candles keeps getting blown out. Like, they'll relight it within the 10 seconds, but then it gets blown out again. Now, that part actually did scare me, because I was like, Like, could it be fake? Of course. But could it be real? Possibly. So, Yeah, but because, like, stuff is happening, like, with one person, like, the rest of the people in the group could, you know, they were distract, like, Sam was distracting the Midnight Man, you know, to get everybody else free. So, I just don't see how that could work, for example, in my house, because we would be running into each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, where would we, yeah. I just don't
really think it would work. You can't, like, go off and do separate things.
No, no. Not really. So, yeah. But yeah, that's kind of pretty much all I have for the Midnight Man game. I would not play this game. If I could win something, maybe. If there was a better prize at the end, maybe I'd consider it. But
yeah, like, maybe if there's an actual reason, but
right. Just for fun. I mean, it's most popular, as I said, with, like, thrill seekers who think, you know, they're like, it's not going to be scary. So, of course, I can do it. And, I mean, I'm sure you could do it. But what if he's real? But, like, what if he's real?
I think I get it. Yeah.
Like, actually. Yeah. Like, what if it actually is a demon or a ghost or a man? I mean, who's also to say, what if some... Okay. I just thought of something horrible. What if we were playing the Midnight Man game and then somebody, like, broke into our house? And we were like, oh, it's the Midnight Man. That's
scary.
Ooh. Okay, I'm freaking myself out even thinking about playing. Scary. Yeah, I would not play. I was going to say, if you were going to say yes to playing, like, I would consider playing for a video. But I'm glad we collectively chose.
No. Yeah, we're not doing it.
All right. Don't look for our YouTube on that, because we're not doing that. But yeah, that's the Legend of the Midnight Man game. Creepy.
Wow. I hate every second of that. Yeah. I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either. Ooh, it like sends tingles down my spine. I don't like the dark too much. You know? Does anybody really?
Oh, I don't hate think the dark. So. I mean, you know that I hate the dark.
Oh, yeah. Savannah can't do the dark. She simply cannot. But
see, it's worse outside than inside. Like, maybe now it's still bad. But
you think it's worse outside?
Yes, being in the dark outside. Lights on?
With no lights on.
Literally. Well, what are we talking about then?
No, obviously, you're right. You have a little bit of light. Like, you have the candle. Like, a small amount.
If I was just holding a candle and I was in the middle of a field or something, yeah. Terrified.
You're right. I mean, yeah. I feel like it's scary to be inside. Okay. Well, like, in this case scenario, because I'm like, if the demon is in the house, I could run farther.
But something else could be outside.
I'm not scared of animals. Or, like,
a killer. They don't have to break right. in. They you're can right. just get you.
You're right. They could. You're right about that. No, you're right. Both are scary. I'm not trying to be Fair. Out anywhere in the dark other than in my bed. So.
Yeah, asleep. Asleep. Sometimes I fall asleep with the lights still on. So.
Me too. Me too. And if I get too scared for any reason whatsoever, I will sleep with the lights on. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. We're just
scaredy cats.
We're scaredy cats. We're not. I would say I'm not really that scaredy of a cat. But I'm maybe medium scared.
Yeah, I guess. I guess medium scared.
Like medium raw or medium... What? No, that's not what it is. Medium well. Rare. There we go. I don't get the rare, so I would not know that.
Medium rare or medium well. Either one.
I would say I'm medium rare. Scared. That's my level. Anyways. Yeah. Definitely go check out our Instagram to see pictures from this week. And give us your opinion on what you guys think the cipher could be. What you guys think it is. Because I want to know. Does anybody really, really... I just want to know if people really think it could be the Holy Grail. Because I think it's definitely possible.
Yeah.
We don't know where it is. Mm-hmm. Not really. I don't know either. But go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't really have anything else. What about you, Savannah?
I have nothing.
I really thought you were going to have something for a minute.
Nope.
Well,
tricked you.
You got me. Well, I guess we will see you guys next week.
Cue the music.